The Center for Alternative Development, CEMFAD, with support from IBIS Ghana, has organized a workshop on resource tracking and gender analysis for climate change resource tracking teams in the Upper East region. The two-day workshop sought to equip the climate change clubs with in-depth knowledge on resource tracking to enable them to monitor the utilization of climate change funds and demand accountability from duty bearers. It also created a platform for experience sharing on climate change and resource tracking activities. A facilitator of CEMFAD, Barnabas Anya, explained some key issues to Isaac Asari.
The significance of it is that you can't track resources if you don't know the how to do it. And then climate change is a hydra-headed phenomenon that has come and it is penetrating into all aspects of our lives. And the effect is becoming enormous these days. And so we have to come together and see how we can work it out to mitigate and then adapt to it. So we are working on a project called DCAC with IBIS. And then one of the objectives of the DCAC is on climate change. And so CEMFAD, that is Center for Alternative Development, is working on climate change to see how we can get the rural poor to get aware of it. Then we see how we can advocate for pro-poor policies that will help them be able to mitigate and also adapt to the climate change effects, because it is having a high toll on the rural poor. When you take the whole of Ghana, it is the northern regions that climate change is affecting them more. Then when you take the northern regions, it is Upper East. So we can see the rain patterns these days. We can see the heat. We can see all the things that are happening to us naturally. And the toll is too much.
Ms. Anya said, lately, the utilization of funds meant for climate change activities has not been encouraging. Most people, he hinted, have taken advantage of the resources allocated for climate change activities to enrich themselves with impunity. This, he said, explains the formation of the climate change youth clubs. Members of the clubs, he added, are being equipped with capacity training on how to track resources on climate change to ensure transparency and accountability.
We form clubs in four districts: Belga Municipal, Tongo, Bongo, and then Kasana Nankana West. And these clubs, we call them Youth Against Climate Change Clubs. And then we are giving them capacity training on how to track resources, especially on climate change. Because there are funds coming in from the Western world who are the majority causes of this climate change. Because they have the factories and all that that are producing the gases and all that is causing the climate change. So they give funds. And so when the funds come, government receive it, they give it to the institutions and all that. How do we monitor? How do we track the flow of the funds to make sure that these funds come in and they benefit us? They come to correct or help us adapt to the climate change that we are faced with. So this is the main significance. We are giving them capacity training so that they will know how they can track the resources. So when their capacity is built and the further trainings will take place, and then they can do tracking of these resources, climate change funds. Then if they find out that the funds are not being utilized for their benefit or for the benefit of their communities, then they can advocate for the correct use of the funds. And this is the main reason for this. Yeah. And we are adding gender because we know that the climate change effects takes much effects on women and children. So we think that if you understand what gender is, so that when we are talking about climate change, we will be able to appreciate the fact that the effects of climate change comes more on women and children just because of their gender. And so that we can, when we are taking the measures, we can consider them first so that the effects on them will be minimized. Yeah.
A facilitator of CEMFAD, Barnabas Anya. Experts say the impact of climate change is greatly felt in deprived communities of poor countries, with women being the worst affected. Its gradual effect has taken a heavy toll on agriculture. This, Mr. Anya observed, has come as a result of human activities, including bushfires, felling of trees, and poor farming practices. He had a word of advice for the people in the region.
as people in the community or anywhere you find yourself, at least the first thing you should know is that climate change has effects and it is affecting everybody, no matter who you are. The only thing is we should know is that from the top to the down people are suffering more when you go to the community. So everyone has a responsibility. We all have to come put hands on deck so that we can all fight, from the institutions to households to individuals. We all have rules. At the community level, we have to let the people know that tree cutting is a contribution to the climate change. Bush burning is a contribution to the climate change. Any farming, bad farming practices and all those things, they are all contributions. And even in our homes, the old fridges we use, the cars we use, the motorbikes and all that. So what can we do? Let's all think around so that we reduce the effects on ourselves and then our people.